It's a regular cooking show, just with really bad sound. No?
Yeah, that's great.
Every song is like Winchester Cathedral.
Hey, that's a winner.
It got funnier the more I thought about it. I like jokes like that.
Do you?
It was already just a funny joke, but the fact that they a cooking show yeah. with bad sound and they called it the Tinny Kitchen. It was great.
Yeah.
All right, that's the next one.
Okay.
Hello, cocktail fans, and welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Yes, now in full HD video.
Yes, and if you
I think.
We should have been airbrushed.
Yeah. I wanted to be in oils.
Cut.
Watercolors?
Yes, for you folks that are just joining us on the podcast, we are now in... Fred got himself a new fancy video camera. From Santa Claus, of all people.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're watching on the YouTube, you know, you could just listen to us with headphones while you're driving. And it's save up a lot more of your time, although you wouldn't get to see us doing this.
Yeah.
With the hands.
The hand stuff.
Right. And now, for the people that only do listen to us on the podcast, they're going to be, what are they talking about? What are they looking at? What are they waving their hands at?
Yeah. I'm pointing at you, and then I'm pointing at Dave.
Hello. Oh. We didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah, so this is a good time. So
I'm Dave. I'm the guy being pointed
at. I'm Jason.
He's the other guy, and this is me.
Freddy.
Fred. What has two thumbs and loves to have a cocktail?
Fred. This
guy. That's great.
We got to work on our timing a little bit.
Yeah.
I know the timing's horrible because we talk over each other.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, you know.
We finish each other's sandwiches.
Sandwiches or sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Oh.
The big gag.
Yeah.
And this is the first show in our new format.
Yeah. None of us drink.
None of us drink. It's only a half hour long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most of it is remote pieces.
That's
We're doing what Conan is doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to have people phoning in. We're going to cut in a lot of stuff from the, like, Tibet. We've got someone down at the ocean floor in the Marianas Trench. Or maybe Marianas Trench, the band. I'm not sure. It's one or the other.
So one is going to the bottom of the ocean and in Tibet.
That's
going
to
the top of Everest.
Exactly.
So, from the bottom to the top.
Yep.
The
bottom to the top.
Pole to pole.
Yeah, and we're here stuck in the middle.
With you. Huh? You see? That's how the show works.
The comedy timing's improving already.
I know. It's good.
Well, what's...
So yes, it's the new year.
New year, new format.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
All of that.
Yeah.
Season's greetings.
Sure.
Can
happy Valentine's Day?
I don't think so. It's Epiphany on Sunday, you know, so I guess the Christmas season officially ended.
Oh. Right.
Was I supposed to do something?
It's three.
You're supposed to have an epiphany. What was your realization?
I've got a lot of booze to drink.
I had a dream that Jason doesn't drink anymore.
No, that's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
I had a dream that Jason doesn't drink anymore either.
Well, not this week and not next time, maybe.
That's
and
right.
Who knows for how long?
Maybe not until June.
June? What's happening in June?
Well, my birthday's in June.
Oh, so you got to
have a drink.
You got to get liquored up for that.
Yeah, no, I'm on my special thing that's going on with me. So And I'm not to have any alcohol.
Yeah.
And you fellas said, well, you could have a sip. And I said, I could have a sip, but I'm not having a sip.
I was offered to get you a bucket.
That's right. But I can't spit either.
You can't spit anymore?
No, my salivary glands dried up.
It's on the fritz?
No, I could spit. But it's not in my heart to spit. I grew up during the Depression, as you all know.
Of course.
And I'm in a depression to this very day.
Yeah. And a gentleman of elegant leisure doesn't spit. That's for your roughies, your hobos, your liabuts.
They only spit if they're chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do a podcast about tobacco chewing.
We could. It would be even shorter.
I don't know. That one's a little too earthy.
Yeah, so I'm only going to be making drinks.
That's good, because that's the part I hate.
So think of me now more of a Sam Malone sort of.
You like now become a bartender.
Yes, I can't drink it.
Yeah.
No, you're legally not.
Well, a lot of your better bartenders, though, will actually take a little straw, a little pipette, if you will, so that it doesn't kill a duck.
Yeah.
And they will take a sample of the drink as they mix it to make sure that you're getting a quality product. I will not be doing that.
No, because you don't care.
So you don't care about the product.
No.
No.
This is all free for all.
Okay.
And we thought, what are we going to do to start off the new year? Well, this is our 68th show. 68th show. But the first one in color.
Label should turn front.
That's right.
Yeah, no, exactly. And CinemaScope?
I don't know what all the settings are on
I think
camera.
It's set for either CinemaScope or SpectraVision. I'm not sure.
I would be great if it was in Circarama. Oh. Walt Disney's Circarama.
I would. Okay, I'll see if there's a setting for Circarama. That does sound like a great thing.
Yeah.
It's like a circus?
More of a Rama.
Oh, okay.
No.
But Dumbo's coming up.
It's some multiple cameras.
Oh.
That all point in all the other directions.
I've just got the one. Dave's got the one with all the multiple cameras all around his house. But he doesn't talk
about it. Yeah, but that's more for surveillance.
You remember the old Letterman show where they did the special where they had like 100 cameras?
No, I don't remember.
I might be exaggerating.
Yeah.
They had 100 cameras. Maybe exaggerating. I mean, it was only 30 cameras, but it was more than the standard three cameras.
That's a lot of cameras.
They had it above and below.
Oh, yeah.
There was cameras, and the director, Hal Gurney, I think, just kept flicking them, flicking them, flicking them. It was a tough show to watch.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm sure.
It was very distracting.
Oh.
It was about the time that he also had the show where the camera turned a full 360? No.
Yeah, 360.
During the show. But halfway through the show was upside down.
Right.
And all Dave kept saying was, hey, look at the monitor. I forget who the guest was.
Yeah.
It could have been, you know, and the guy that knew who killed JFK. And he wouldn't have been able to say it because Dave kept saying, ha, ha, we're upside down. Strange. Yeah.
We won't be upside down.
That's why he got canceled. You know, that kind of nonsense.
We might be upside down because I don't know if Fred has put that on the gimbal over there correctly.
No. Oh, yeah. It might be upside down. I don't even know if it's working.
Well.
It has no
flight. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
So what are we making today?
We, and all of our 67 previous episodes, have never gone near the classic. The big one. The big cocktail.
Shot in a beer.
Oops, I almost pulled that over. That would have been great. The martini.
Oh, right. Yeah, the martini.
Can't get more classic than that.
Named after the glass.
Named after the glass? No.
No?
Named after the vermouth.
Oh.
Maybe?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Which leads us to the other part of our show today, the Martinez.
It's the Mexican version?
There's a belief.
Amongst who?
Amongst cocktail people. And it might even have been solved, but it hadn't been solved the last time I checked.
Oh, okay.
Was what begat what?
Right.
There are some versions of the martini, which are half gin and half vermouth. Oh, look, he's already making a face. Oh, can you zoom in?
Sorry.
Can you get a shot of that with one of our 100 cameras? And then it gradually became drier and drier and drier.
Right.
So there was less vermouth until the famous Winston Churchill, he only bowed towards France. But you can't do that. You got to put at least a little bit of vermouth
whisper.
In it. Otherwise, you're just drinking gin.
Yeah, and people start to talk.
Yes. But one of the theories that the martini was derived from the Martinez, and I think you'll find it has similar ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked it up?
In what way?
I have looked it up, and I went to ginfoundry.com.
Ooh.
And they said, of all the cocktails proudly wearing the classic badge, the Martinez is perhaps the most deserving. Often named the father of the martini, this is an old, old drink with a beautiful burnt honey color and a complicated but well-balanced taste. Until we make it.
Yeah. We'll see.
Access on the burnt.
Yeah, now, they have an original recipe from O.H. Byron, which was published in, I think, the 1880s.
Right.
Because there's this Jerry Thomas sort of angle to it as well.
Right.
Nobody knows if that's true or whether it's...
Yeah, Jerry Thomas likes to
yeah, there's a few of those bartenders like to hog the credit for But anyways, this one was... It's in millimeter, 30 millimeters of Old Tom gin, sweet vermouth, two dashes of Angostura bitters, and two dashes of Curacao.
Right. But I think further onto that same website, the Gin Foundry, they have an improved, or not improved,
but
a
modern
version that has the maraschino
liqueur
instead of the...
And they have Boker's bitters in
there. And I think that's the one that I printed up in the middle of these three that I had to choose from here.
Right.
So we're going to do a little hybrid?
Well, for example, I don't know if we should have. I don't know what we should do first. Should we just do the classic gin martini first? Or should we do the Martinez and then compare it to, is the gin martini a better drink or a worse drink? That's pretty good. Huh? Holy cow. Oh,
compare the two of them.
Holy.
Is that a light bulb? A light bulb over your head, Jason?
That's an epiphany.
You see, this is what happens. I haven't been drinking for a week. And now it's just
you're smart and all over the place.
Of course, because your brain cell. You got more brain cells.
I got more. Absolute zero, of course. Yeah. So, see, there's the one recipe here, and when I wasn't as clever earlier today, and I was copying these down,
yes.
I don't remember where these ones came from. This one might have been from Savor website.
Mm-hmm.
It had Old Tom Gin, which we have, Italian Red Vermouth, which I thought was kind of a sloppy way to refer to...
sweet vermouth?
Or Rosso, I don't know. Italian Red Vermouth. Sure. It makes it easy to find. The Luxardo Maraschino liqueur.
Yes.
And the bitters. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I knew that there was one, and I think it was the modern interpretation of the one that Dave was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It has the gin, sweet vermouth, and dry vermouth, and the Maraschino liqueur.
What? That's right, yeah.
And then I found another one on the, this was on the Spruce. We've used their drinks before.
The Lovely Spruce.
And they were gin, sweet vermouth, the Maraschino, the Angostura, and the lemon twist. So they were really close to the, they were basically the same, slightly different proportions as the Savour. So I didn't know if you guys wanted to do the one that only had the red vermouth.
Hmm.
Because the gin martini, of course, uses
the dry
vermouth. Or if you were interested in this one, the modern interpretation comes from the American bar at the Savoy. So it does have a little bit of street cred on account of the Savoy. It's a very well-known hotel in London, England.
Yes, and they kept making drinks during Prohibition.
Yeah, they were working their way all the way through it.
Oh, sure.
In the American bar, called the American bar because they serve cocktails, I think. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
And now, this is great. Fred and I went to London. Yeah. We always drop this in.
Yeah.
Dave has also been to London, but he was not with Fred and I on our London trip.
No.
And we walked right past the Savoy.
We were in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, because we were looking for edgy bars.
Yeah. I don't even know if we were looking for an edgy bar.
Or a sandwich.
And it was funny, because as we looked at the Savoy, that's the Savoy there.
Oh, it was... You know, we were on our way. I think we had just left Trader Vic's, and we were trying to hump our way back to somewhere for something else.
That could be, although I almost think it was the other way around, that we were going to be going to Trader Vic's, and we were on our way to that crazy antique gallery store that we couldn't get into the first time because it was closed.
I couldn't tell my north from my south there, so I couldn't tell you which way I was going.
That's true. But either way, we walked right past the Savoy, which was on the south side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were freely looking at it, we crossed the street where, like, two doors up, they also had a brand new tiki bar that was supposed to be all the rage.
Yeah.
And we missed it because we were looking at the place that we weren't going to anyway.
Oh, it was a disaster.
But I don't know why we didn't go to the... We didn't even talk about going to the Savoy.
No, we didn't. Did we end up going shopping? I think I bought socks.
Well, that certainly beats a cocktail, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a socktail.
Tales
of the socktail.
That's right. Fred's socktails. Tell us your favorite sock tail.
Well, that's definitely in my top three.
I don't remember you buying socks on that trip.
Yeah. Remember, I spent far too much on socks.
At
Marks and Spencer?
No.
Yeah.
No, they weren't expensive enough.
Fiddler McGee's. What was the one that the... did you buy it at the store that the PBS show was being done with Jeremy Piven?
No. That one... The one that...
Harrods.
Yes, we went up to this, I don't know, fifth floor of Harrods.
Hmm.
And I said, yeah, this seems expensive enough.
Okay.
I think they're 12 pounds a pair.
And that's how much they weigh as well.
They're
weighted socks.
Yeah, they keep me from floating to the top.
Yeah.
Now, this is funny, because in my memory, and then we'll get onto the drinks, because that's what the show's really about. I remember us talking about getting socks and how expensive the socks were and how funny it would be, and that we did not do it on that particular trip.
I got them.
I'm going to need to see your receipt.
I'll bring the socks.
Maybe you got socks on a different trip.
Nope.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think you got socks on a different trip.
No, a different trip, I bought shirts.
At Harrods?
Not at Harrods, because I was with Laura and Sheila, and they wouldn't have put up with that kind of nonsense.
But I would.
You would. You'll go anywhere.
Was it just one pair of socks?
No, I bought two, because I thought, if I'm going to spend this much, I'm going to make it worth getting this bag.
I honestly don't mind. I remember us walking through there.
Mm-hmm.
But all right.
I might have dumped you. I might not have told you because I was embarrassed.
I might have been sobbing down at the Princess Diana Memorial.
More than likely were.
And you had gone on.
Yeah. Mm. No, all right. It was quite the thing for me. I'm getting thirsty.
All right. So we're going to do the Martinez.
Yes, let's do the Martinez.
The Martinez. How do you think we're going to say it? Martinez?
I think Martinez.
We're going to Martinize these two. Which one do you want to do? The sweet vermouth and dry vermouth one? Or do you want to do only...
Let's do the older, slightly older version. So it's not the Curacao, it's the... But just the sweet vermouth. That's more original.
Okay, and do you want to go with the spruce or saveur? I'll tell you the difference.
Yes, thank you.
They both have 2 ounces of gin.
Perfect.
One of them has an ounce of Italian red vermouth. The other one has only 3/4 of an ounce of vermouth.
Well, I say go big or go home.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this Fred Partridge we're talking to? It's Fred Partridge. It's George Bailey you're talking to. A teaspoon of Luxardo maraschino liqueur as opposed to 1/4 ounce of maraschino liqueur, which is probably pretty close to the same thing. I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
A dash of Angostura bitters or 2 dashes of bitters?
I like 2 dashes of bitters. I think that's nice.
We're going to go saveur.
Saveur it is.
In a large glass, combine everything.
Uh-oh.
And stir it for 15 seconds and strain it into a chilled cocktail glass. These glasses are not chilled, but the reception you get may be.
So are these martinis will be stirred, not shaken.
Exactly.
Mm.
And let's
because that gives you a clearer drink.
Now, we always get the gin here at the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure. We get it in a keg.
Yeah.
And then we have to decant it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got the big drum outside.
And I have my new little measuring thing here again.
Oh.
So remind me that all the measurements have to be taken from the side of it.
Oh, that's right. This is the side measurer. Right.
It used to... Geez, what the hell's all over it? Well, you know, you use tools... And they will become discolored. Anyway.
I have my glass one floating around here, but I know you prefer the...
So what I'm going to do is make the proper proportions, and I'm going to share it between you guys.
Okay.
We're not doubling it.
All right.
We're just doing it.
We'll just do it.
And I'm Sam Malone.
I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me, but I'm just agreeing with whatever you say, as usual.
That's very good. And this is going to be 2 ounces of gin.
Yes.
If you were to make this at home,
mm-hmm.
you would put in 2 ounces of gin. And a lot of people say, isn't that a lot of gin? And I say, no.
You want to put it in the glass?
I have a mixing glass right here.
You're going to put it in your boosh, aren't you?
I'm so tempted. This is killing me. Killing me! 2 ounces of Old Tom gin is what we should have used there.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because we're doing the Martinez.
Yes. So we're going to put that gin over it.
Don't waste that gin.
No, we're going to be using that for our other martini.
Gosh. Because you love a nice gin martini.
A lot of people say, they stop me on the street and they say, you're a professional bartender, right? And I say, I am not a professional bartender. But I have bottles. Thank you very much for bringing that over. Fred Partridge, ladies and gentlemen, isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, I'll be here all week.
Really?
Yeah, down in the Boom Boom Room.
Old Tom gin is a little bit sweeter.
Oh, that's why I keep buying new glassware.
You know, who are you, Coach? Are you Woody or
Sir,
Coach?
I'm probably Woody. Coach is a little better.
We liked it better when you were Frasier.
Oh.
All right, 2 ounces of Old Tom style gin.
Perfect.
An ounce of Martini Rosso.
I'm going to get a little whiff of the Old Tom here.
See, the theory is that people called a martini because it had martini vermouth in it. Mm. And if you go to Italy and order a martini, you're likely to get a glass of vermouth.
Oh, right.
That sounds horrible.
That explains a lot of the drinks I got in Europe.
And you would be disappointed if you did not like a glass of vermouth over a gin based.
That would be me.
It's a lovely color so far.
It is.
Oh. And now you're going to put some cherry liqueur. That's going to be nice red color.
It will be perfectly clear, as you well know. Just a teaspoon of it, or a quarter ounce.
All right.
Which this happens to have on it, which is a handy measurement to have.
Yeah.
See if you can get your jiggers in the smallest possible sizes. And two dashes of bitters.
Mm-hmm.
Angostura. You know them, because them's the folks with the bad-fitting label. On purpose.
Yeah, so that you can tell them apart in the crowd.
Oops. There we go. Most of it's on Dave's table.
Oh, that's okay. It's also red. Yeah, that stuff stains, so I'd be careful if I were you.
Does it really?
Yeah.
And look at these beautiful little cubes that we have.
Oh, they're the perfect size.
Dave is famous for his tiny cubes. He keeps them in his tiny cubicle. And one more for good measure, because we're going to stir this up with our little spoon here.
Oh, yeah. I noticed in the last couple of podcasts, you've done pretty lengthy stirring of the drinks. And I'm just wondering, will this also be a lengthy stir? Or?
It says to only do it for 15 seconds.
Oh, right.
I think you should do as long a stir as you can, because glass, Fred will know this, glass is a bugger of a thing to chill.
Sure.
Yes.
Stainless steel is easier to chill, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's all to do with the specific heat.
Hmm.
So it's the amount of energy that it takes to change the temperature of a certain object. So every like wood requires a lot more than like stainless steel.
That's right.
And that's what you use. You don't use steel wool to insulate your house.
Wow. I do, and it's
chilly or very hot all the time. Yeah.
All right.
So you've stirred.
I've stirred. I will now give each of you roughly some of it.
Wow, that sounds very, you are a professional. It sounds very specific.
It's a lovely looking drink. If I was a drinking man, and I'm not, but I was, I would be in on that. And look at that. See how nice that looks? There's only one thing that would maybe make that look just a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
And we're going to put a little twist of lemon on there.
Right, you're going to get your zester.
My Chanel tool.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Zoe Deschanel?
That's right. This was given to me by the Deschanel sisters. It's engraved.
Yeah.
I would, and it says, twist a strip of lemon peel over the top and drop it in. So I've done a very small little twist here. So I'll just give it a little there. And in it goes. And in the other one here, we will come off with this.
Yeah.
Oops. I want a longer one than that.
You can't have too many pictures. Too many photographers.
Spoil the soup. And twist that in there. And there we go.
Oh, I should come over and get a drink.
You should come over and get a drink. This is called the Martinez. Uh-huh. The grandfather of all cocktails. Finally.
Hey, Grandpa.
Here on our show.
Yeah.
I look forward.
Looks good. It smells good. You know, I'm starting to get used to the smell of vermouth.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh, I like it.
That means it's working. Our master plan.
Here we go. All right. I'm going to have a little sippy sip.
Have a little sippy sip.
I'm going to have a little clicky click of my camera.
I'm going to sit here and look at the camera. Pretty.
It is Swedish.
Swedish?
Swedish. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's the herring I put in it.
Yeah.
When you wasn't looking.
Mm. You don't get a lot of the gin off of that. I'd almost say it tastes like a vermouth cocktail.
Right. That's funny, because, yeah, it could almost be like that, couldn't it? It could be like a vermouth cocktail, and somebody said, I wish there was more booze in it, and somebody said, well, I'll throw in 2 ounces of gin.
Yeah.
Is it sweet from the old Tom?
I think it's, I can't tell. It's sweeter than just the vermouth on its own.
Okay. Yeah. And did the Angostura come through a little bit?
Nope, not so much.
Okay. And the Maraschino, you wouldn't say there was any trace of that?
No.
But to be perfectly honest, I don't think I've actually ever had a traditional martini.
Oh, really?
Or a non-traditional martini.
Well, you're going to
be in for it. So this is all new.
Oh, okay.
And I've never had a Martinez.
Right. For sure you've never had a Martinez.
Yeah.
But this is, actually, I like it. This is
I do like it, too.
It's very pleasant.
It's making my mouth water.
Oh, it's horrible. Wow, it's like, yeah, burns.
No, that's good.
It's like drinking broken glass.
Oh, yeah. No, I could see that it would be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because all the cuts on my tongue, it's...
Do you want to sniff with that?
Oh, sure.
A little bit on the nose?
No, I get cherry on the nose.
Mm.
Or what I think is the maraschino cherry liqueur smell on the nose.
Okay. You could be right.
I get the bit of the cherry on the aftertaste after it's going down. I don't really get it on the...
Maybe a bit of a... Yeah. Yeah, I guess it has a bit of a cherry finish. Or that's because you said it, now I can taste it.
Right. Now, this is kind of helpful because now that I can't try it, I'm asking all the questions that I'm thinking that maybe we aren't covering when we all try it. We just say,
this is good. It tastes
like...
So every episode, somebody shouldn't drink.
Yes, probably. I nominate me for the next few.
All right.
Okay, so here's a question. Now, you ordered this in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get another one?
I would. I'd settle in and have a couple of these.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's got a...
Because I'm, I'm the least drinky of the three here. Until you.
Until me.
I would like to change it up. Get a different cocktail.
But, right. Well, I mean, other than that.
I mean, that's what we normally do. When we have gone out, we say, well, we're going to get this one, and then you get another one. Which is sort of the equivalent of getting, I want to have the spaghetti and I want to have the ice cream, which is just wrong. Yep. But that's what we do because we're trying to try as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in New York, you go to the Oyster Bar there, Grand Central. You just ordered two soups. I want to try them both.
I want to try two soups. I'm not coming back.
The hell do you care?
Yeah. You mook.
All right, so you would order another one. You would not order another one.
I don't think I would.
Okay.
But I like it.
Now, do you like it enough that the next time you go out and you've said, oh, they got a Martinez, I'm going to have another one of these?
You could just tell them to make you one, too. Well, they might not have the Old Tom, though.
They might not.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, because I like to be experimental every time I go out for a cocktail. I want to try something different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean, that's the problem.
I mean, I don't think it would be in my top five.
Okay.
Favorite, but it's enjoyable.
I mean, it's got sort of, it does have a lot of layers. It's got a nice, it's got a flavor all to itself. So it's not like it's just, I mean, I said it was like just a vermouth cocktail, but it's not just that. That's the most pronounced flavor, but I guess maybe it's the maraschino that's sort of mellowing that out a little bit, and then the Old Tom, I guess, because it's a little sweeter, it's sort of adding another layer, so it's taking off the sort of the sharp edges you get with a vermouth.
And did the twist of lemon? Did you get any lemony from it, or was that little twist too small?
I think it may be a little on the schmall side.
Yeah, I didn't get any sort of citrus.
Next time.
I'm going to try one thing here.
You're going to hit me in the face with a lemon?
No, I'm gonna do the little zesty.
Oh, you're going to do it right over top?
Yeah. Just to see, because I know that it was certainly spurting oil and stuff around. So let's just do that. Let's just go right into Dave's glass there.
Mm.
And then I'm going to come over to you.
Okay.
And we're going to...
I drank a lot of it.
That's all right.
Okay.
Because I just want to see if you get that orange zest.
Well, I certainly do now.
Because now that oil is
showing. Oh, yeah. See, that's a big difference.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get that hit.
Mm-hmm.
And has that tricked your taste buds? Has that made it better, worse, or the same?
It's funny. It changes the taste. It makes it, for whatever reason, not seem as sweet as it did before. Although I'm pretty sure it hasn't changed much.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's a little bit,
but not unpleasant. It's just changed.
Cool.
So it's kind of neat. I recommend getting lemon oil and spreading it all over the top of your drink.
Now, what would be neat about this too, I think, is if you were to have this as a pre-dinner drink, I think the amount of vermouth in there would be an aperitif-y quality to it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It would. Perfect before dinner drink.
Yes.
Did you say... You said before.
I did say before.
Sorry.
And then have one during and then have another one afterwards.
But, a great idea.
And now they say this is the missing link, right? Is that some of the information that you've heard there, Dave? The missing link between the modern-day martini? Or no, this is the link between the martini and the Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I read.
Well, I mean, you didn't
for
make,
what it's worth.
You didn't make it up.
I didn't make it up.
Now, Gin Foundry calls the Martinez is a post dinner cocktail, but carries enough spirit to see you through a night of debauchery.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you get into debauchery after dinner?
Not right now.
No.
After dinner, I'm usually too full for debauchery.
So they're saying it's a post dinner one, not a pre dinner one.
It's a post dinner.
Well, I was just throwing it out there. I don't know nothing about nothing.
I drink a lot of cocktails before dinner, and then I drink a couple after, so I'm not too sure.
Now, yeah. The Manhattan is sweet vermouth, but a rye or a bourbon, I'm imagining.
Bourbon, that's right, yeah.
Right, so that's why there's the connection. This is now the gin, mm-hmm. but with the sweet, and the, I don't know, the maraschino is kind of a, he's a loose cannon in there. I don't know what the hell that's in there for.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, just to...
Although
that's a more modern addition.
Mellow it out a bit.
It's the modern interpretation with the maraschino.
Right.
And the
before it was the Curacao?
It was Curacao and, the Angostura.
I don't know if it... Yeah. Well, we can save that for another day. It'd be interesting to see what the difference is. More citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would.
But I don't know if it would
be
necessary.
I am missing it, though. Now, fortunately, before the new year, I went cocktail crazy because I knew that I was going to be drunk for the last roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we do the martini here, which I'm just going to do up to my classic one, the one that made Gord Mantle smile.
Yes.
There was I got an email, and you might have got an email, and you at home might have got an email if you've ever purchased anything from Cocktail Kingdom in New York City.
Yes.
NYC.
Mm-hmm.
K-E-Y. M-O-P-Q-3. Anyway, do you get emails from Cocktail Kingdom?
For some reason, I do not. I did. I think maybe they're stuck in my spam filter.
Oh, yeah. You got to clear that out.
Yeah.
It'll get leaves, dead wasps.
Yeah, you got to get a neti pot.
Okay.
Drain it.
Because it said in an email that I got that miracle was about to happen. Yeah, miracle.
Is it the birth of Jesus?
It's kind of like the birth of Jesus, in that it happens for Christmas.
Hmm. That's exactly it.
I guess that is. But there seemed to be, after that, Jesus was kind of out of the picture.
I see. So they're talking about something else.
They're pop-up bars.
Oh.
And so they overtake, sometimes they'll overtake and then subsequently take over an existing bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes miracle for the month of December, or maybe even only up to the 24th. And it had a list of them. And I thought, well, where is it? Toronto?
Oh.
Calgary?
Really?
Vancouver?
What?
No.
Oh.
No Vancouver.
No Vancouver.
I was like,
Killjoys.
Typical. So I looked on the list. So I said, well, maybe somewhere in Washington State.
Yeah.
Rob Roy in Seattle.
Oh.
Was becoming a miracle.
Huh?
And I went, I don't think I'm going to be getting to Seattle. Is there anything else? Bellingham, Fairhaven.
Oh,
had, good old Fairhaven.
Yes. Had a miracle. The swim club turned into the ski club for the month of December.
Oh.
And it was miracle.
Is it too late to go?
It's too late to go. But I went.
You did?
And it's great. They're playing classic for our generation Christmas music. So you're going to have, you'll have some Elvis, but you'll have Perry Como and Bing Crosby and Dean Martin and Eartha Kitt.
Mm-hmm.
All of that fun kind of swingy,
swingy
Christmas songs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Christmas song, Nat King Cole. And there's multiple trees, garish garland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nutcrackers. Oh.
fake snow.
Yep.
Oh, it was just such a great vibe in this place. And I went right at opening.
Yep.
And inside a half hour, you couldn't get a seat in the place. People were there for this miracle. It was a miracle. It was a Christmas miracle. And then all of the drinks are all Christmas themed. So they're all kind of eggnoggy, but they're also other ones. But they have Christmas flavorings or peppermint or this.
Ooh.
I was going to take a menu.
Yeah.
But I felt guilty, and so I didn't.
Oh.
I should have taken a picture of the menu.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't.
Oh.
One of the drinks I had was a yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
But it was all X'd out.
Oh, good.
Because
of the kids.
Because of the kids.
Yeah.
But it had sweet potato in it.
A sweet potato?
No, sweet potato somehow. Mm. They didn't even say what had happened to the sweet potato.
It was just in there.
It was in there. And it was a really good drink. And it came in a mug that was shaped like Santa's pants.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You'd like a drink in Santa's pants.
Classy.
Yes. And the other one that I had was in a Santa head.
Mm-hmm.
It was warm. It had, and it was sort of a hot toddy, but a little bit tropical. It had mm-hmm. pineapple juice and stuff in it.
Tropical toddy.
Yes. And if you bought either of the mugs, like they were $10 each, you could get... they donated money to, because it's a fundraising thing as well, this miracle thing. So it's doing good. It's drinking for a cause. But I tell you, next year, if you're drinking mm-hmm. and you're anywhere near one of these miracles, go. Because right. Especially if you like Christmas and you like that element of Christmas.
Right.
If you want to hear...
It's my best. Yeah.
No, you want to hear great. Mariah Carey, they probably won't play more. Oh, they might play it. I mean, it depends on what they were doing at Miracle at Fairhaven. Ugh. So I bought a Santa head mug.
Oh.
And I also bought a couple of little highball glasses. And they say Miracle on it. You can only get them there. Now, a lot of people were stealing from them. And if you were stealing from Miracle, you're an awful person.
I think you misunderstood the point. You
misunderstood the whole point. That was great.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. And then between Christmas and New Year's, my friend Marcel was in town with his family.
Not a real person.
You never believe he exists.
I don't think so.
Well, I've met him.
He's like the Easter Bunny. That's
right. He's met him.
No.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
So off we went to Vancouver.
Yep.
Fantastic. We went to Zeffirelli's.
Oh, I haven't been to Zeffirelli's for years.
There you go. Well, it's still there. They've redone the place. Italian food was fantastic. Fantastic. And I had a drink there that I don't remember what it was. What did I have there? I think I had just had a martini there.
Oh,
because I had gone out the night before with them.
A vodka martini?
No, a gin martini. Gee, don't even get me started. Went to Steamworks in Gastown, where I had a brown sugar old fashioned, it was called. And it was an old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forget, is it a bourbon and an old fashioned?
Could be,
some sort of a whiskey.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's a whiskey.
And so that was great.
Yep.
Multiple cocktails were had by people. Marcel's wife had a bramble, which Dave and I did in one of our first episodes.
Oh.
Before you could even come, but you were still a gleam in Dave's eye.
That's gross.
The second night, or the third night, High's Encore.
Yes.
Ugh.
That's why I couldn't get you to go out anywhere.
If you have a Highs in Vancouver, where you live, go down there and get your Highs on.
Get your Highs Encore on.
And they came and they made the Caesar at the side of the table.
Oh, of course, classic.
It was fantastic. And then I had the beef Wellington. Marcel had some sort of ridiculous, gigantic 14-ounce or 22-ounce steak. There was some sea bass or something was had, and just another lovely steak here. But the drink I had that night has gone completely out of my mind. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a lousy
cocktail. Maybe it's called Out of Your Mind Cocktail.
Yeah, I had the Out of Your Mind Cocktail. No, I had to... God, that's so stupid. Anyway, so I more than made up for it. I got everything crammed into the end of December that I could. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we went out the 28th, I think. Technically, just before our New Year's episode. I didn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I didn't want to take up a lot of people's time. But yeah, I think I ended up having 5 cocktails over about 10 hours.
Really? All at one place?
No. Different places.
Oh.
It was a sort of a mini New York trip.
Where did you go?
So we went to Nordstrom, which has some pretty interesting cocktails in their bar.
Right.
And in the restaurant.
Yeah,
I had one there called, I put it on Instagram, Smoke and Heat with Mezcal. So it's like a Mezcal Paloma-like drink.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I do? Then we went from there. We started there. Then we went to the hotel bar. the hotel bar.
At what hotel?
The Pinnacle Harborfront. I had the last word.
Pinnacle Harbor.
I thought I had the last word.
Yeah,
you try to have the last word.
The Pinnacle?
Yeah.
What's the Pinnacle?
There's two Pinnacles. Just to be confusing, there's two Pinnacles.
Yeah.
Did
you climb both of them?
I tried. because they were there.
Mm.
East Hastings, or West Hastings. West Hastings, not East Hastings. That would be...
How close to Canada Place are we looking at?
Two blocks?
Two blocks, yeah, that's not far.
The Pinnacle?
Because we were going to Nightingale.
Have you stayed at the Pinnacle?
I think I have stayed at the Pinnacle.
So there's the Marriott Pinnacle, then there's the Pinnacle Harborfront. Pinnacle Harborfront has the rotating, formerly rotating restaurant, which is now a rotating meeting space.
Oh, it's the old Holiday Inn Harborfront. It's the Pinnacle. Right.
Yes, okay.
The Holiday Inn.
It's not a Holiday Inn.
And then it was like a Ramada.
It's not a Ramada.
Okay.
It's a Pinnacle.
It's
of something.
Okay.
But anyway, so that was good. And then from there, we went up to the Hotel Georgia. Mm-hmm. So we went down to Prohibition. And I started, what did I have in Prohibition? I had Tipperary.
It's a long way.
It was a long way.
Is there Irish whiskey in it?
Nope. It should have Irish whiskey in it. What? Christ, but you know why.
Why? Because you can't mix it with anything.
No, exactly. It's not good. It won't work. So they did bourbon, sweet vermouth, and green chartreuse.
Hmm.
Wow.
Which wasn't bad.
So was it green?
Looked like that.
Oh, it looks like that.
It looks like the drink we're just drinking. And then we went upstairs because they had a band they were very proud of, and so the music was just cranked. So they were doing sort of Chardet, but really loud. So we went upstairs to 1927. And then I had something else, which I don't remember anymore.
Okay, so everything was happening.
Everything was starting to sort of click in gear. And then from there, we went to Nightingale. And I had another cocktail there. That one I do remember. I wrote it down. Called the Barbadian Voyage.
Rusty Nail. I had a Rusty Nail at High's Encore.
There you go. And that's the place to have a Rusty
Nail.
That's
right. Sorry, go back to your Nightingale.
I had the Barbadian Voyage, which, again, I have no clue what that might have been.
Is Nightingale a restaurant?
It's a restaurant, yes. It's David Hawksworth. Bob Hawksworth? Hawksworth?
Anyway. Bob Hoskins themed
Bob Hoskins. Yeah. So anyway, it's his sort of more casual restaurant. So you order for the table. So it's like ordering Chinese food, except it's...
Except modern, continental.
So you order the yam fries, and it's a yam fries for the table. You order the chicken, and it's chicken for the table. And so you're like, oh, it's really pretty good.
But it was just the two of you?
There was four of us,
technically.
Technically.
Well, then you got to share it around.
So four people worked pretty good. So we had young Dean Paul Gibson, mm-hmm. Little Sheila Sherman, and then Laura and myself.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That worked out pretty well.
Well, the 28th, that was when I was at the Zeffirelli's.
Oh, we're just down the street.
We were up the street.
Up your street. Yeah. Well, we could have joined you for a cocktail afterwards, because then I could have had six.
That's right. And in the midst of all that, actually, we also went to the Fairmont Pacific Rim for our traditional tipple there.
Yeah, we were tempted to head there, but we couldn't figure out a way to jam one more drink.
Jennifer's drink there. Jennifer likes to have a tart drink.
Yes.
And so she said to the bartender, have you got something?
Is it because she's sassy?
Oh, yeah. Plus she's a tart. And so the guy suggested one, and she said, yes, I'll have that, without reading the full ingredients.
Yes. Mm.
And it was quite tart, but the major ingredient was wasabi.
Yeah,
oh, wasabi. So more than just tart.
More than just tart. Yeah. Sinus clearing.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, wasabi. Yeah.
And refreshing, in the way a Caesar's refreshing.
Yes.
Where your mouth is watering because it's kind of savory, and you're like, oh, I'm really hungry, and you're drinking this, so... Yeah. And I, again, had whatever the seasonal thing was, but it wasn't the eggnog, but it was, or was it? God, I forget the horrible notes.
Well, that's why I tried to do this, but I missed the name of the drink at when I was up at 1927, and for the life of me, I couldn't remember. And the posted menu on the web, I would have known if I'd seen it, but on the website, they were like 2 months behind.
So, I hate when they do that.
Because I thought, I don't always remember to take a picture of the menu, mm-hmm. because you know after four drinks you start to forget.
Yes, and after four drinks you start thinking, how could I forget any of these drinks?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're all so great.
They're so memorable. It's a what? A what now?
So leave us a comment about where you might have drank over the holiday season.
No, that would be great.
I did not.
You did not. I was going to say you were in California and had an opportunity to drink.
Oh, do you go to any tiki bars?
No opportunity to drink.
No. Any incentive?
Financial?
No incentive. No financial incentive.
Oh.
Emotional incentive.
No, there is no emotional incentive.
There's no reason to drink whatsoever.
It's more of just access.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just don't have access.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Well, we'll send you down with a bottle next time.
All right. That sounds good enough.
So are we going to do part two?
We're going to do part two.
And you're doing your traditional martini.
I'm just going to do the martini. Now, when I first got into cocktails, when I was 7 years old.
I remember that well.
But I was in my early 20s. And I said, I've heard about these cocktails. I've seen these cocktails.
Yep.
The idea of coming home and having the crystal glassware and stuff somehow appealed to me as a 23-year-old optician of no fixed abode. And so I would come home and have a martini.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed the martini recipes at whatever book we had it in. In fact, it might not even have been in a cocktail book.
Mm.
You may know this from old, old cookbooks, that there would be an entertaining section in the back.
That's right.
And sometimes they would have cocktail recipes in the back of your Betty Crocker or your Joy of Cooking cookbooks. And I think that's where I got this one from. And it was a little bit too vermouthy for a guy that didn't even know what a drink was.
Right?
And so upon a bit more research, the dry martini reared its head.
Yes.
And so I began to come to parties with my little traveling...
Oh, I remember your little traveling kit. Yeah.
You're well known for that.
Have kit, will travel. This is what your slogan.
And the only thing that was dangerous about it was then people would say to you, hey, you got the kit, can you make me a martini?
Yeah,
I know. You'd say, well, I brought it for me.
I only have enough for me.
That party size.
Exactly. And so that's why I say it made Gord Mantle smile, because Gord Mantle would say, could you make me one of your martinis? You make such a great martini.
Yeah. That's how he gets you.
Exactly. And so I was a sucker for it.
Yep.
And so at least two of my drinks that I could have had
were taken by others. Wow.
And so it's 2 ounces of gin, basically. I mean, I got to the point where I just kind of poured as much gin as I wanted to have.
Sure.
And then I threw in a little bit of vermouth. And then I would always shake it up, but I'm going to stir it tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I have a shaker.
I know you have a shaker.
You prefer to stir?
Well, yeah.
It is the proper way to do it.
I figured since I'm just going to be winging it, kind of. But it will be measurable. It'll be 2 ounces of gin.
I like it shaken.
It'll be... Yeah, well, we could shake it. No, we're not going to shake it.
I knew you wouldn't.
And I'm going to put in about 1/4 ounce of vermouth. Now, some people say that's not... That's too little.
That's too much.
Oh, no, too much. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, they say it's too little.
Really?
Yeah. They want at least 1/2 ounce of vermouth. But you have to balance it. But we're going to do the 1/4 ounce. We're going to do the Jason Dedrick dry martini. I did not invent it.
Well, then I'm going to do, at some future episode, the Fred Partridge dry vodka martini, or as you like to call it, the dry vodka something.
Yep.
Cocktail.
Right.
Not a martini.
Not a martini.
Because it's got vodka in it. And clearly vodka does not have... martini's
going to
have that.
Because a martini is made with gin.
So they say. And by they, I mean... Somebody. You, mainly.
The British.
The British. But yeah, so, because when I do it, I put vermouth in the shaker, I roll it around, and I pour it out.
Right.
And so,
actually, I think I've gone almost, I've gone three.
Oh. You're killing me. You're killing me. Well, you have to pour the whole thing.
Because you got to have vermouth in your drink. You can't just roll it around in there.
Yeah, no, you can.
You can.
It just gives you a hint.
You don't want a hint. It's not a hint. It's
just
an ingredient.
You can still taste it.
So if I made your cookies,
yeah,
and then I just dipped it in a bunch of chocolate chips and then gave it to you and said, hey, there's a chocolate chip cookie, would you say, I feel satiated?
Well, it would be liquid chocolate, and then yes, I would agree.
Liquid chocolate. Listen to yourself. I can't. I mean... If Jerry Thomas would be
rolling over
he would
grave.
Agree.
Jerry That's Thomas would be dressing it with seasonal fruit is what he would be doing.
Is what he would do. Watermelon, papaya, whatever you can get down at the dock.
Elderberries,
whatever's just come in from South America. He's thrown
berries.
In there.
And we're going to put a little bit of Angostura in just for the fun of it.
What
too.
The hell? What are you doing?
Just a little bit.
Are you sure?
That's what I'm only going to do.
Are you just making stuff up now? It's like, well, I'm not drinking it,
I'm
so
not
I don't care.
It. I don't care. Exactly. I'm going to stir it with a turd.
This is a bad idea. Yeah, you've got no skin in this game.
Nope. A free for all.
Oh my God.
No, a lot of your earlier recipes will have just a dash. And we didn't even less than a dash. We did literally a drop.
Yeah.
You'll taste it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. And I make my own Angostura now out of old coffee and a brown crayon. So.
Well, that's what all the craft guys are doing now. So you're right on the right
if
on
you
the
shake
money.
Your martini, you're going to end up with a cloudy martini. But
hey, I'm over here.
Super cold.
Oh, you got to talk to this guy.
You got to talk to Mike, too.
I don't.
You don't want to talk to the press?
Tell it to the hands.
I don't talk to phones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not what they're for.
That doesn't make sense at all. Okay, here we go.
Here
so
we
this
go.
Is the crystal clear stirred vodka martini.
No vodka. Gin.
No, it should be vodka.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, no Pepsi Coke.
See, look how thick it is. That's because you put too much vermouth in it.
Yeah, no, this is a...
It's made it all sticky.
My special syrup. Don't worry, the big olive that we're going to put in there is going to take care of business.
Big olive?
Oh, yeah. Big, she's coming by later on. She buses the whole table for us.
Okay.
Now, if I had been smart, I would have drained these olives, but I'm not smart. So you're going to get...
Why would you have drained them?
So sometimes people will actually rinse an olive off.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But some people don't like the olive brine taste.
Oh, I see.
Then it becomes a dirty martini, isn't it? Well, you get the brine in there.
So we're gonna let a little bit of it drip out. But look at that.
You're going to have an olive. You're going to get some of the brine taste anyway, aren't you?
Sure. Brine shrimp.
I don't think I've had a vodka martini. Or a gin martini. I'm focusing on the vodka.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah?
I'm going to predict I don't like this.
I'm going to predict that you don't like it either. But I'm predicting that you're not that you are going to like it more than you think.
Oh, okay.
Because you're a gin guy.
I might like it, and now I'm going to have to start drinking gin martinis. That's my worry.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully it's cold enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Actually, no, I have had a gin martini. I think you talked me into one once. I had no idea,
but you're off the show. That's it.
Yes. Well, I was wondering what was going to do, and I didn't expect it would be this. But
I'm starting to get the gin on it.
And I do get the brine.
Mm-hmm. Brine all the time.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Dave is warmed up to it.
Yeah.
He loves his gin. What's troubling you about
the vermouth? Maybe
can't be the vermouth.
I have to say, it seems to be like it was the right amount.
I smell more gin than I taste,
and I would taste it, but I am
you can.
I'm off.
You're off.
So I'm going to say,
what if I gave you the olive? You couldn't even have that, could you?
I have my own olive out of the jar.
No. Yeah, but this isn't gin.
This is true. Well, we'll see. If you can finish that glass, I'll have your olive.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, it's certainly that was the face I made when I first had it. I said, "What is the idea behind this?"
Yeah. Well, if you've had a Caesar and you're used to not necessarily having a sweet drink, not that this is in any way like a Caesar, but it's like it's not sweet, and so you go to a Caesar thinking, "Well, this isn't a sweet drink,
right?"
And this isn't a sweet drink either. It is a slightly savory because of the olive, a little bit, the brine in there. It's not bad. I can see why people would drink a lot of these.
Right. Now, I almost wish that we'd shaken up Dave's. Just to, I mean, is it cold enough?
Shaken up Dave?
Yeah, well, we might have to.
We're going
to
shake
the chair. Yeah,
we're going to give him a good pounding is what we're going to do.
Because, I mean, that's the flip side of it.
Right.
It's like the people that say, oh, my God, I love beer.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I had it. They keep it -3 degrees below zero because
yes.
You can hardly taste it. Say, well, then you don't like beer. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Now, if I switch back...
Yeah,
that's going to be a shot.
The first... Yeah. They're just so dissimilar.
Right.
It's hard to believe that one's Papa and one's the son.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, it's like...
I don't know.
It's like George and Jason Dedrick.
It's like the Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas.
Exactly. Maybe not exactly.
Maybe not exactly.
Either one of those.
Mm.
Oh, I was hoping that Dave was going to go head over heels. Now, here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
When
we're going to shake him head over heels?
That's right. When I'm back in business,
yes,
we'll go out, we'll order one in a restaurant, see if you like it better. Oh, my God, he's finishing it anyway. Because he wants me to have the olive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are a good man. I will have the olive.
Mm. All right. Now, I hope you aren't going to be clutching your chest tonight. That's a reflex. It's killing me.
No, I can have olives.
This is more...
What do you think? How's a gin-soaked olive? Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is more than the sum of its parts, I have to say. I'm surprised.
Interesting. Well, that is a refreshing take, because I'd forgotten that you had not had one because of whatever reason. You don't like gin normally?
I love gin.
Mm.
And I love vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I like all those.
Yeah.
I just don't like them all together.
Right.
Except I do.
Right.
Well, it's complicated.
I think you should try your idea. What the hell? Swirl it around just to get the thing in there and shake it and with the gin. I love gin. I mean, I just love gin. I just love gin. Right.
Mm-hmm. And gin.
Gin more. You know, I've had gin for 25 years.
Gin is more recent?
More recent than 20.
Yeah. He's got a long ways to go, gin.
Not even 20.
No?
Yeah. No.
Really? Yeah. I can't keep coming.
Exactly. But gin. Gin goes back to...
Your
teens.
At least 93. Mm. Well, if not sooner. Because I think I bought my shaker... Yeah, I bought my shaker with Graham Kelly. There's a name from the past.
What?
Graham Kelly and I.
Explain who Graham Kelly is.
Graham Kelly is a childhood friend. Graham Kelly I met in, I think, before preschool. Wow. Pre-preschool.
Okay.
I never went to pre-preschool. I went to preschool.
I know.
Well, you're lucky.
Were you sent to boarding school? Was that to Switzerland?
A neighborhood friend kind of a thing. I don't know what the connection was, but I met Graham, and Graham was a great guy. And then he ended up going to a different school for a while.
Right.
Elementary.
Oh.
Then we reconnected again in a junior high school and went through high school together. And then at university, we shared a couple of classes and hung out at university and had far too much fun.
Yeah, I can tell.
But I haven't seen Graham for a while now.
Yeah, that's too bad, because he introduced you to drinking.
He was kind of, he was there. We were at IKEA for some reason. I don't know what the hell we were doing at IKEA. Mm-hmm. And they had the Miro cocktail shaker, which is the one I normally use on the show.
Yeah.
And I bought it. Huh? And that was the first thing. So I had to, it had to be UBC days. Mm-hmm. So it's between 87 and 91 that I got that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe I was drinking that.
And you still have your little kit?
Good for you.
I still have my little kit.
Of course you do. You're Jason Dedrick. You have everything. I have everything. Everything you were ever born with.
Exactly. And I would have the receipt from Harrods that I could show that I bought a Fox. Yeah. I don't remember him buying anything at Harrods.
But it was a big moment for me. And I would never have been allowed to do that if I'd been with anybody else.
Right. Mm. Well, I'm glad to be your enabler.
Oh, you are.
And also your disabler. Come on!
Now, Fred and I still have one... other little sippy sip to do.
Oh, yes.
Right. Unless you still have more to add to the...
I have nothing to add.
You have nothing to add?
I didn't think I even had this much to add. No. I was ready to walk away.
Yeah. We've got too much to do.
We've had 56 minutes of stuff to talk about.
Since the last thing that we did.
Yes.
That thing we do.
Yes.
You know that thing we do.
I know that thing we do.
I put chocolate.
In our pre-Christmas show, we did a drink that involved spiced rum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it called for Lemon Heart and Sons Blackpool spiced rum, but we did not have it, and we weren't prepared to buy it.
No. But I was in the store buying stuff for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because you can never be too sure, right? You can't
exactly.
count on these.
No. I wanted to get some Añejo Havana Club. And I can't remember. Whatever I bought. Anyway, I was buying rum, and I thought, well, this is right next to it. This is the stuff that Jason was talking about. Mm. And so not only do I have it, but I actually did make the London Town.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Right.
Because do you want a little whiff?
I smelt it earlier.
Mm. How did it smell?
Nice, like a spiced rum.
Yeah.
So this is a lot darker. I mean, you had the Trader Vic's.
Yes, it was more of a reddish color.
Yeah, and this is...
this is dark.
I mean, it's black strap. I mean, it's like Demerara.
It looks like a bottle of Coke.
It does.
Yeah, it's dark.
It does. And it's got quite the story on the label.
On the label.
Yeah. Can you read that?
I might be able to. I got my brand new goggles on.
I've got to get these replaced.
It says, a truly exceptional black spiced rum, the result of rum-making craft and knowledge passed down through the generations since 1804. Rum always... period.
Rum always.
Distilled, aged, and blended in Guyana under government supervision.
Hmm.
So that's not much of a story. But
no, I guess not.
And it's in French on the other side. But I thought Demerara rum with natural flavors and spices, and it's supposed to have, one of the flavors was going to be ginger. Do you guys get ginger out of it? Because that's what I think we were missing in the other one. I was looking forward to that.
I tell you, it's all the other stuff. I mean, this is like Christmas pudding.
Is it? Is it sweet?
It has a sort of a... It's like it should be sweet, but it's very boozy.
Right.
So what is that? That's like 43%.
I think it's 43%.
Yeah.
Yet still it retains a slightly molasses kind of...
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Demerara rum is always that sort of flavor in there. It's always
And I'm pretty sure that if we gave this to Dave's wife and said, here, this is a nice sweet booze, she would spit it out.
Right.
And say, that's not sweet.
Because it smells sweet, but it doesn't taste sweet. No. Yeah. It's like vanilla extract.
Yes.
But good.
But good. You feel a lot better drinking this than vanilla extract.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But so I did make the London Town with this, and it but it changes the in some respects the Camden Town was a lot more balanced, I think. You know, maybe at some future date we can do a head to head. I know we've never done a rematch.
That's right, but that would be good
if you had any more Trader Vic's spiced rum left.
Well, I think it was on sale when I bought it.
Yeah, in 1992. So, but maybe with the Sailor Jerry's, which is also sort of a lighter, although I'm just about out of that too.
Right.
But yeah, it changed the character, and it sort of wiped out it's a very potent spiced rum, and it's great.
Yeah,
I mean, I love it. Nice. I'm looking forward to trying this maybe in a dark and stormy, although I think for legal reasons I can't call it that.
Oh, that's right, because Gosling's
bought it up.
That's right.
But I think it would make an interesting addition to that.
I forget what was in the London Town. So what were you mixing that with?
Was red vermouth as well, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Can you bring it up on a website? Have you got internet?
It was 4 weeks ago now?
Oh, God, it's forever ago.
4 weeks ago. A month ago was when we did that. And so it's sort of funny to think back upon it. And I don't have because I had taken it out of the Taste magazine. Is that right? Is that where I got those ones from?
Yes. Yes, I believe you did.
Wow.
It's funny because I looked at my phone and I thought, oh, I also wanted to talk about... the tiny kitchen, but
tinny kitchen,
tinny kitchen, Camden Town. So, spiced rum, sweet vermouth, and bitters, and an orange twist.
Okay.
So weird.
Yes.
Not a lot different than the Martinez in some respects, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
It was 2 ounces and 3/4 of an ounce. Oh my God! It's the same drink.
It's the same drink.
It's the same. We're repeating
this whole
ourselves.
Thing is a complete sham.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's 2 ounces of spiced rum, 3/4 of an ounce of sweet vermouth, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters, and an orange twist. The only thing we didn't do was an orange twist. Wow. All right.
Okay, well, now we're going to have to get some rhubarb shrub, anise-flavored bourbon. And
Well, I'm going to make walnut pistachio syrup.
Perfect. And we'll kick this thing up into high gear.
Excellent.
But it's funny, all the different permutations you can get. It's funny, one of the guys at work was mentioning, and he may listen, so I'm not going to say anything bad about good old Rob. But he said, there's a website. You can punch in all the stuff you got in your liquor cabinet, and it'll tell you what drinks you can make. And I said, well, I have everything. I can make everything. So it's not helpful.
That's right. And I often found those on the flip side not helpful because you say, I only have gin. Mm-hmm. And it'll say, well, fantastic. You get your gin, your pineapple juice, your this, and your that, and your other thing. And you make this and say, I don't have that. I only have gin and milk. So it was not as good as you thought it might be.
No.
It assumed you had a lot of mix.
Yeah, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is like the, and I haven't finished it. I have to get back to it. The 9-bottle bar.
Right.
The 9-bottle bar, they talk about this, and they said, all you have to do then is to make your vanilla syrup. And you take your vanilla flavored rum, and so you take. Well, no, wait. I thought it was just a 9-bottle bar, but you're making all this extra stuff.
Yeah, that's what you need the bottles for.
Yeah,
you're only using three of them. Only have liquor in them.
Yeah, so it's a 9-bottle bar, but there's a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even think it was a 9-bottle bar. I thought it was less than 9.
They've got different stages. So there's the 5-bottle bar, then there's the 9-bottle bar, then there's the 12-bottle bar, I think, or something like that. So it depends on your budget, or or the challenge you want to make, you want to set yourself. I don't think it's a budget thing. It's just like, you know, you want to keep it simple.
Right.
You know, we're going to make, you know, this is what you can do with only these amount of...
Like things. Gin and milk.
Gin and milk. Yeah. I've heard, is scotch and milk a drink?
Probably.
Buzz on the furnace, surely.
I thought it was milk and Pepsi.
Oh, right. Sorry for the
mistake. But honest mistake.
Between the tanks, Penny Marshall.
Yep.
Scotch and milk.
Good for you, Penny Marshall.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quality people.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Just I want to find something better.
Oh, better than rest in peace.
Yeah. Hmm. But I haven't come up with anything yet.
Well, if you come up with anything, write it in and leave it in the comment section.
Yeah, that's right.
But leave something in the comment section, because if somebody doesn't leave a comment soon, just like Oral Roberts,
what?
God is going to call this podcast home.
What?
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do they go to leave a comment? What's their...
Well, they can go to www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com.
Oh, sure. I love that.
Our blog site, mm-hmm. where we have all of the recipes and pictures of the drinks.
And all the shows.
And all the shows. Oh, you can listen to it right there. And while you're listening to it, click on the little button at the bottom that says, leave a comment.
Yeah.
We don't spam you.
No.
We don't try to contact you at all.
No.
We don't think. We've never got a comment.
Yeah. Or you can go to our Instagram profile, where people, we have got comments.
People, right? Yeah, they like a picture.
That's right.
They don't want to spend an hour listening to us yammer on about
stuff.
That's right. Endlessly.
Well, you know, I appreciate that they like the picture, but all they ever say is like, good, or nice, or sweet. That's sweet. That's not even a comment. Nice.
Or a couple emojis, that's it.
Emojis, yeah.
I don't do the emojis on Instagram. It just seems lazy.
What about on our Facebook page?
There, I just put emojis.
People do like your friend Eddie, certainly likes our videos.
Excellent.
And I just posted a new video before the show, actually, from episode 67, our St. Germain Daisy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, I made the St. Germain Daisy over the break, and I got some pretty good reviews from that, from from impartial parties.
No, tell them to go to our Facebook page.
That's right. Leave a comment on our blog site.
Point them in that direction. But yeah, the St. Germain Daisy is a crowd pleaser, it seems.
Mm, yeah.
At the very least, they can also go to iTunes, which is one of the places that you can get our podcast,
mm-hmm.
and you can rate us there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put stars there...
Yeah.
We'll have a toast to you.
That's right. It makes a difference to us. Because I think still, if you go to iTunes and you search cocktails, you will not find us.
No.
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 For some reason.
Somebody was asking today, so how many people have downloaded you from iTunes? And I said, I don't know. He said, well, there must be a way to find out. And I said, well, you know, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, if we're on WordPress, we'd have more information.
We might. I mean, we have it on the feed burner. We can find out how many people have downloaded.
Oh, the feed burner. But let's fire up the feed burner.
But it is so depressingly low.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Our most popular episode, as always, is when Sneaky Dragon did our show.
Yes. What's wrong with those people? Where are they? Are they not interested in drinking? I think your cousin has put them off booze. That's happened.
But
and now... No, you.
But speaking of the Sneaky Dragon, maybe we should put in a shout out to them, because you were on the show again recently.
I was. Are I was you? On the show last week.
What'd you do?
I spoke ill of you two.
Well, I would expect. Because that's one way to get people on your side.
That's right. You immediately downplay everybody else. No, we just general conversation. The Sneaky Dragon is always a wonderful, free-spirited, freewheeling,
really?
Anything goes podcast.
And completely goes? Dry.
That's right.
They don't. They don't like the.
They don't drink at all.
Drinking. I drank a Coca-Cola.
Mm, they like beer.
Not on the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, no, just loosey goose conversation.
Yeah. So check out Sneaky Dragon.
Sneaky Dragon.
I don't know their website. Is it Sneaky Dragon?
I think it's SneakyDragon.com. And their episode that I just did was episode 370.
Wow.
Yes.
They're big boys.
They are big boys. So if you want to catch up on Sneaky Dragon, now's the time, because you can listen to one episode a day for an entire year.
Yeah, and then you'll be all caught up.
You'll be close to caught up.
No,
you'll still be...
You'll be a year away from being caught up.
You'll still be a year out. You'll still be 52 shows behind, because they do a show once a week.
Or, yeah, 50... No, 50. A month. I guess a month and a half. So you listen for a year, you'll only be a month and a half behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So now's the time to start Sneaky Dragon.
Yeah, start your 2020 off right.
You're maybe even your 2021.
Maybe 2021.
That's great.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what I'm going to turn the drink selection over to you two fellas.
Really?
Well, I'm going to have to go with cocktail number one, I think. As much as... You make a fine martini, don't get me wrong.
I think...
But the Martinez, yeah.
I wish that I could taste it, because maybe I did make it wrong. But anyway.
No, I liked it. I liked it. And, you know, you get an olive.
You get an olive. It's like a salad.
That's nice.
Sure. It's just everything you need. It does seem like something that was concocted at the last minute with the olive in it. Put an olive in it.
No.
So the Martinez is... Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, Fred is deathly allergic to olives.
Oh, no.
One of the olives has a fish hook in it. Who got the one with the fish hook in it?
Well, there you go. So, so visit us on Instagram, which is Cocktail Podcast. Visit us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/cocktailgents. And, of course, we're on YouTube. You'll have to use the search function because we don't have a...
YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Exactly.
Although you had sent out a thing that if you had searched New Year's Eve or New Year's cocktails, we were like the third little suggestion on YouTube.
Yeah, but we were like a shooting star. We lasted only hours before we dropped out of the top 10.
Was it because we were new or was it because...
No, I think we got in because we were new. Mm-hmm. But I think they like these what they call listicles. So... Five best cocktails for New Year's. They love that kind of stuff. Where if you put something specific, I don't know if this is.
All right, next year it'll be five best cocktails for New Year's.
That's right. Or two of the five best cocktails.
No, we're going to do five.
No.
Little tiny baby cocktails.
Yeah, so podcast will be 6 hours long for that episode.
That's okay. We got.
At least we're number one on YouTube.
On YouTube.
There you go.
And so, I'm trying to think, because I've got Science of Cocktails coming, but I guess that's about a month. That's about two episodes away, I guess, before I do that.
Oh, the Science of Cocktails.
Now, I have some I've got some videos from last year. I don't think anybody makes any sense, and by anybody, I mean mainly me.
Mm.
So this year, I'm going to try, because I'm going to go, I think. I've told everybody I'm going, and I'm in a play, and they're going to have somebody to stand in for me that night. So.
Wow.
I think...
problem alcoholic right there.
I can quit any time, just not before the...
Even Peter O'Toole and Richard Harris still did the show while they were drinking.
Well, I have to be at the event to drink. And that's the problem. I should have had them move that to the theater.
Yes, or done it downtown.
Or done it downtown. Or just had done the show earlier or later.
Right.
But, hopefully.
So you're taking the video camera?
I don't know if I'm going to take that one. Is it better to shoot vertical? Horizontal?
Diagonal.
Diagonal. I'm going to shoot diagonal video. Yeah.
Look like we're on a ship that's tilting in the storm.
So I'm going to give that a try and see if we can put some of that up on Facebook, maybe?
Facebook or YouTube.
Or YouTube. Okay.
Or Instagram.
They're going to be little blurbs, a little quick, probably for every drink. I'll do a little...
Yeah.
So it'll be a couple episodes away, and we'll have some of that.
If you have any suggestions, leave it in the comments.
Yeah. So we've got, because now that Jason is, now just observing, he wants nothing to do with this show whatsoever.
He's just an interested third party.
That's right.
I'm sort of the Lamont Cranston of this show.
Yeah.
If you've got a drink, if you had a drink that you liked and you'd like us to do it and maybe set it head to head with another cocktail, we'd be happy to do that.
Yes.
We'd be tickled pink.
We would. Because Fred has every bit of booze, and he has to use it up.
Yep.
I guess. It's what I'm going to retire on. Once I quit working, I'm going to not be able to eat anymore. And I'm just going to be surviving on this booze, which is a carbohydrate after all.
It is.
And if you can donate half a liver, he'd really appreciate it.
Half? Right. I take any liver at all.
Yep.
Or you can donate to us on...
Coffee. Coffee.com. KO-FI.
KO-FI.com.
No wonder people can't find it. I would have thought it was, the other spelling.
Probably somebody else has trademarked that.
So. More than likely.
So, if you want to contribute.
Ko-Fi.
Want to contribute $3.
That's right. FI.
Because if we don't get some money soon, God is calling this podcast home.
Yeah. Or you can sponsor a whole episode.
You can. Go to our sponsor page. Go to our website. There's all kinds of fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
And soon there'll be t-shirts.
Yep.
Baseball caps.
Mm-hmm.
Signed autographs.
Yeah. Condoms. You want Gentlemen of Leisure? Oh, it doesn't sound very good, does it? No, never mind.
In all varieties.
You know, we had the meeting, and I specifically said that was not going to be happening.
All right. I'm sorry. I must have...
And if you contact us, you can even meet us in person. Meet and greets.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, you might meet a listener.
And you could hire us for special
bar
events. Bar mitzvahs. We'll do corporate events.
Yes.
What else will we do? What won't we do?
What won't we do?
For money.
For money.
I mean, this is what we do for nothing. Can you imagine what we do for money?
Watch and prepare.
Oh, yeah. No, we'd have notes.
Yeah, yeah. Rehearsals.
I got 2 pages today. It could be 3.
Yeah, no, it'd be 3. Involved. And I might have more stuff on my phone.
Mm.
God, who knows? Yeah. Right. Sky's the limit.
All right.
The limit is as big as your purse.
Speaking of money.
Yeah, and the purse.
And the purse.
Or a wallet.
If you ever go and order a drink.
I did.
From a place, a bar, a restaurant, a purveyor of fine spirits.
Sounds like the kind of thing I would do.
And you have a purse with you. You should carry a purse.
I call it a man bag, but whatever.
It's a messenger bag. I have 2.
Wow.
Yes?
And you get wonderful service?
I always do.
What you should do is you should be a gentleman of elegant leisure.
I am.
You should reach deep into your purse, man bag, messenger bag.
European handbag.
European handbag.
Yes.
And pull out.
What?
A fistful of currency.
Oh, yeah. Whatever they're taking?
Handy, that's right. Well, even what they're not taking. This is a great way to get rid of those pesos or the Cuban money you smuggled home.
Oh, yeah.
Hand it over with all speed
to the
fella or lady behind the bar. Because a gentleman of elegant leisure is always generous.
Yes.
And always will tip
big.
Yeah.